RTL Original Podcast.
On this week's Guest Song 2, it is the turn of our very own DB3. Now, DB3 spoke to Ben Christo of Sisters of Mercy when the Sisters of Mercy played here in Luxembourg at Den Atelier. Ben seems to be on side of what I'm trying to get at in relation to what Song 2 should be, but Ben is an old school head and likes to think of things in the vinyl terms. And therefore, the second side, the opener, or indeed the second track on side B, is his preferred number 2 song, if you will. Anyway, check out what DB3 and Ben had to say on this week's edition of Song 2.
Yeah, I thought about that a little bit earlier on, and I think there's, because I grew up with the whole album concept, and I still think in an album concept, and when I write a song, I think, oh, that's very, like, track two on side two, you know, that's very much, so this is a question that I absolutely love. Historically speaking, and you'll know this as a long-term music fan, is that the second song on an album was often the single. It was often the main single, and it would often go, if you say five tracks on side one, it would go like this, and it would always go like this. The first song is a song that perhaps, if we're talking rock bands here, which is what we're talking, yeah, which is what I know about, is the first song is a rock song that's a bit heavier than the single, but perhaps more in keeping with their general feeling as a band, and maybe it has some sort of theme to it. Maybe it's the title track of the album, or if it isn't, it's a song that really expresses everything about what this band is in one very kind of triumphant song, and they'll probably play that song a lot live. Song two is the single, so maybe it's a bit poppier than anything else they would have done, and maybe it's, but while still in keeping with the band's themes, but maybe it's a little lighter and a little bit more formulaic when it comes to kind of like pop hooks and stuff. Song three might be another single, song four a ballad, song five sometimes a faster or heavier song to end side one. And then side two, often you'll open with either another single, as in you turn the vinyl over and it's like, oh great, I love this song, this is a big song as well. Or it's a more experimental song that's maybe 6 minutes long, that is maybe darker or heavier or more interesting. It's got an extended midsection where they actually all have a chance to show how good they are as musicians or whatever. So I'm very much into the formula, but with the song two, I generally think it's a single thing. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's interesting with Sisters because I think it goes for the first two. I think it's Walk Away and Flood. So Walk Away, kind of, you've got church-like vibe to it. Flood. I mean, Flood's quite a slow song. That's probably my favourite album, probably would be Floodland, one I play most. But I'll put it this way. I know my colleague Steps will be very, very happy indeed to hear this sort of vindication, I think, for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think maybe with the first and last album, it's following a more formulaic system of track two, Walk Away was a big single. So track two is a single, track three is a single, No Time to Cry. The first song on side two, First and Last and Always, I think it was a single, or at least it's the, you know, it's the album title track. So there's a certain significance to that first song on side two. Floodland, I think it was always, my understanding of it was quite different in terms of, it's not like your regular kind of album in terms of how the songs join each other, in terms of the track listing, but you've still got, you open with a single on side one, Dominion, and then you open side two with Corrosion. So it's still got that sort of formula to it.